As we get ready to close the books on another year, there's always a lot to think and talk about when it comes to the communities we live and work in. This is Lisa Berry, and the city of Ypsilanti has certainly seen its fair share of community controversy. And here to talk about what's happening in Ypsilanti, as well as possible plans for moving forward, is Ypsilanti Community and Economic Development Director Beth Earnett. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Let's start with a brief explanation of who you are and what do you do for the city.
I am the Community and Economic Development Director for the city. So I oversee all business development, recruitment, business retention. I also oversee community development efforts. So those are more of the ground up grassroots community efforts.
How long have you worked for the city?
Going on 3 years now.
3 years. And do you feel like you've brought some money and development in?
Oh, it's been a very exciting 3 years. It hasn't slowed down since we started. We've been able to create a neighborhood enterprise zone, which is primarily encompassing our south side to promote home ownership. We've also been able to get grant money for our blight elimination program. So we've seen our first two residential building permits in the last year. We haven't seen any for the 5 years previously.
So you sort of inherited the Water Street property situation.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you walk in on that, and then this past year we've heard a lot about this proposed retail and residential development from a Troy-based Chinese-American developer, Amy Foster. Is that officially, that's off the table now?
Not officially. The purchase agreement required a development agreement to be approved before December 31st. At this point, there is no development agreement on the table, so the agreement will expire as of December 31st.
So it's not officially off the table until the end of December?
Correct.
Have you been talking to Amy Foster about any other ideas?
I have spoken with Amy Foster. They have brought in a new architect, which is Hobbs & Black, and bringing them into the picture to recruit a traditional developer to potentially look at bringing forward a new development proposal.
Would it still be considered an international village development?
I don't know. I can't tell you because there is no proposal right now.
Were you surprised into what a controversy this turned into for the city of Ypsilanti?
Yes and no. Water Street is a long-storied property. Every time something comes up with Water Street, whether it be the millage, remediation, the trail, there's been a lot of controversy with it. I expect that people have very strong opinions about development and how to move forward. I am surprised at the extent of the controversy.
In what way?
That it became very personal. The attacks towards staff, the attacks towards city council, there hasn't been good discussion about the process. The discussion has been primarily focused to very personal feelings about ethnic developments, development on Water Street, environmental and financial.
So what is the best way, in your opinion, as the Community and Economic Development Director for Ypsilanti, to move forward with this land, this property, any kind of development, really?
I think we've learned a lot about communication. Obviously, things change over time, and what worked 5 years ago, what worked 3 years ago, isn't what works now. So a different type of involvement is being sought, and that's something that we have to work to balance out with state statutes and
what do you mean? What kind of development? What involvement?
So we're in the process of creating community benefits ordinance, so that allows for input and negotiation within the community for development, but it also comes with a lot of statutory and legalese that we have to work within.
Are you talking about giving residents more a voice in what happens?
Residents always have a strong voice, and the one positive that's really come out of this is hearing resident voices. You know, I think people give up that ability to have an opinion a lot of time. It's really interesting in Ypsilanti because a lot of voices are on Facebook, or a lot of voices are on social media, and not necessarily the same voices that we're hearing at council. So it's really hard to hear what the community opinion is when you're hearing the same couple of voices and not getting the overall picture, the overall community involvement.
International Village was going to be about a $300 million development, as I understand it. Do you think the city of Ypsilanti has the resources to handle and properly vet out such a huge proposal for the city?
Yes, we do. The process was flawed. The process was very difficult to bring this type of development forward. There hasn't been a development of this scale in Ypsilanti for years. None of us who are currently working in this have been involved with a development of this scale in Ypsilanti. So do we have the resources? Absolutely. But there is a process. There's a due diligence period. There's a vetting period. And some of the language that we use, I think, has been misleading. You know, the simple term of purchase agreement
right,
makes people feel that you just sold the property, where, you know, a purchase agreement is really the first step to determining whether or not to negotiate with a developer. So I feel that the community has been not well informed, and I'll take part of that, and council needs to take part of that. The community has not been well informed of the length of the process, the timing of the process, and how long it actually takes to put something like this together.
I've heard the word bungled used. Would you say the whole situation was bungled, or did the city lose anything in this process?
No, the city did not lose anything. The city, you know, we built into all negotiations a monthly charge to cover staff time, to cover legal time. That monthly charge has been paid. Actually, it was probably, in hindsight, it's a good experience because it shows us how we need to change moving forward if new proposals come forward.
I have to ask you, while you were here, you were one of four people from the city who took a trip to China to learn more about what to expect with this development. Now there's an investigation underway, and people are saying it might have been illegal or unethical about who paid for the trip. Anything you can say about that right now?
I'll say that, you know, there's an ongoing investigation, so I can't comment. I feel confident that the vetting that was done prior by my office is the same vetting that's used for all grants that we received. If there was any impropriety, it was not known to myself or to the city.
Can you say how this impacted you personally? I mean, you're a mom and you're a wife and you've got kids.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a member of the community.
Right.
My kids are in the community schools. While I was in China, I had people contacting my husband. It was and is a very difficult and challenging time for me. I'm very disappointed at the personal attacks from people who haven't spent any time to know me or to know my history, how I came about, how I got here. So I do find it very difficult.
But even though you're in the middle of an investigation, you can assure us you did nothing wrong.
No, I did not.
What are you looking forward to for the city of Ypsilanti as far as economic development?
You know, the city of Ypsilanti is in a prime position right now. There's interest, there's development interest, there's an active community to really shape how we grow. As long as we understand our limitations and we have realistic expectations going forward, we are very busy. The Community and Economic Development Department has not slowed down in the past 3 years, so I expect good things for Ypsi.
Beth Ernett, Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Ypsilanti. The door is open. The microphone is ready and waiting for you anytime you want to come back and
Absolutely.
Share with the community what's happening.
Good. I like to come do good news updates.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.